I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes.
I'm back here today with one more chance of what we hope are many more chances to talk with head coach Ben Barr of Maine Men's Hockey to get ready for the Hockey East semifinals this weekend at the TD Garden. But before we get to Boston, let's talk about last Saturday, one of the loudest crowds and one of the most exciting games I've seen in this rink in a very long time.
Yeah, it was special in there. You know, you don't really let that, try not to let that get to you as a coach or a player, and you know, because it really doesn't. You know, we know it's special in there every night, but that was a whole other level on Saturday night, and you know. Our community here is the best.
Well, one of the things that was really, I thought, interesting about that game, and you've talked about this in earlier weeks, first period was sort of a stalemate, sort of figuring out where things were going. Maine got its legs in the second period, that quick goal by Josh Nadeau from Brad, that one of the prettiest plays I've seen in a long time. Once you got the jump and you got the energy, what impressed me was the team. Everybody played relentlessly the entire time. I mean, I didn't see anybody taking a shift off, or if there was a slight mistake, boom, somebody covered it. Mm-hmm. Was that the most complete game you guys have played since the break, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we played really well first game against UMass. I mean, at this time of year, especially in the playoffs, a big part of it is having a team of guys that aren't overwhelmed by the moment. And, you know, I didn't think we were on Saturday. Going forward, that's going to be the same thing. And, you know, it's what we do. We control what we do. We control the poise and the process that we go through mentally to be ready to play. And I didn't think we had one player that didn't play, that played poorly. And, you know, like when, you know, we've had ups and downs, especially in the second half. And, you know, in those games where we struggle, there's always been two, three, four guys that, you know, didn't have it that night, and that's, you know, championship teams don't have that, you know, and you don't need everybody to score or everybody to, you know, like, just do play your role, be poised about it, and do it to the best of your ability. And you know, I thought for the most part we did that on Saturday.
Yeah, the old cliche: your best players have to be at their best to win in the championship time. As Jerry York used to say, once it gets to championship season, all your best players have to be their best. That was clearly true. But what I thought was really interesting was the way the third and fourth line just didn't give any ground.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, we don't really number our lines. We have, we have some balance right now, you know, which is good, but you know, everybody gave us quality minutes. And, you know, obviously, you know, Josh, Brad and Nolan's line there, you know, did the bulk of the scoring, but, you know, we had grade A's down, up and down the lineup. You know, Cole Hansen's line spent most of their time in the offensive zone, which is a huge thing. They were heavy, hard. That's what you need. You need that every, you know, you can't afford in the playoffs when it's do or die to have one shift off, let alone a period or a few guys. So that's going to be our focus going forward here.
And, of course, it's really important in the playoffs that you stay out of the penalty box as much as possible. Only one penalty Saturday night, and New Hampshire was trying to get goad you into penalties towards the end. They were tired. They were getting chippy. They were doing what happens in that situation. I'm not putting them mm-hmm. down. Got to be proud of the way the players just did not retaliate and did not react in a negative way.
Yeah. In the third period, it got a little, you know, there were some things, you know, both ways, but some of them were, you know, frustration, I think, or whatever. So our guys kept their composure, and you know, that good things happen when you keep your composure.
Oh, absolutely true. Now, defensively, one of the things that really stood out to me was the back checking. As soon as New Hampshire would start to look like they were going to get an odd man rush, you had somebody flying back into it. As you mentioned, they had played on Wednesday. They might not have had the same legs you had, but, you know, it was still unbelievable how many times they came back, picked a guy's pocket, turned the puck back around. A lot of time in the offensive zone.
Yeah, you know, most of their chances were breakdowns that, you know, we fumble a puck or we make a bad decision with a puck and they get a, you know, a quick 2-on-1 or, you know, 3-on-1 or whatever it might be. 2-on-0, they had 2-on-0 in the third period,
yeah.
You know, from a turnover coming out of our zone. So we managed those situations pretty well. You know, Albin made the saves he needed to make. You know, but yeah, like that, you know, Bradley had it on the power play. We turned one over and they had a 2-on-1 and Bradley picked the pocket with, you know, I don't know if there's 4 or 5 minutes left in the game or whatever it might be. You know, those are the type of things, like I thought, you know, that was Bradley's best game of the year. You know, he was physical. He obviously, you know, made plays and scored, but, you know, his 200-foot game was outstanding. You know, so, you know, that's in a, you know, an elite level player playing a complete game, which is, you know, at this time of year and at his age, you know, is not an easy thing to do in this league. And, you know, so that was, you know, him and Josh were both outstanding, obviously. But, you know, those plays that you don't, that don't go on the scoreboard are the ones that you notice. And that's the growth that those guys are going through.
And you expect it from seniors. But, I mean, Albie's a freshman. He doesn't play like a freshman. Ice water in his veins. Very cool. Very good goalie. The two Nadeau brothers don't play like freshmen. And you look up and down the lineup where you've had to put freshmen or sophomores in for extended periods of time. They've played well. Now they're going to go to a bigger stage. And I suppose there isn't really anything you can do to make them ready for that other than what's going on already.
Yeah, I mean, there is – you just go and play, you know. And there's – you go and play and you play like – you've been there before, and that's an easy thing to talk about. It's an easy thing to, you know, to try to create as many circumstances, like, you know, but you're not going to create that. You're going to go down there and we're going to play one of the best teams in the nation on a big stage. Awesome. It's great. You know, experience is experience, and we don't have experience doing that, but that's why we're playing the games, and that's why, you know, we're going through this process here. So it's it should be a wonderful time for the guys. And you know, you go through your process and you let the cards fall where they may. The most important part is that we're all poised and we all, we don't have any of that apprehension or scaredness of being down there. And that's, you know, that has nothing to do with hockey. That just has everything to do with how we prepare mentally and, you know, how we go through this week. You know?
Well, it's going to be a great step forward for Maine hockey. And, I'm sure it's not going to be the last game you're going to be playing this year, so we're excited for that. I wish you the best of luck, and go Bears.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben.
That's Bruce with Maine men's hockey coach Ben Barr, our Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And more good hockey news with the groundbreaking earlier this week for the renovations that they're doing on Alfond Arena.
When I drove up to school on Tuesday to talk to Coach Barr, I noticed this big chain link fence around the area right out in front of the Sean Wall Center entrance, and I thought they must be getting ready to go to work. And it was later that afternoon we saw the pictures. And what's great is they took multiple pictures. I saw there were players involved in some of them, all the coaches, men's coaches, women's coaches. They are so excited. I mean, it people have said, you know, when we see the architectural renderings, what it's going to look like, we get excited because this is what great places look like.
Absolutely. So lots of excitement for University of Maine Black Bear Hockey.